The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
David Spoon says, here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Have you ever had a piece of fruit that was great on the outside but kind of smushy on the end? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Plus the bitter pill of past failures. And the nicest thing God can say to you is get out. That's what David Spoon says.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
David Spoon says, welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Lots of that going on. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Again, those are not the nuclear codes. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. That's what David Spoon says. Now, I know that Wonder Julia is sitting there going, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you know that today is Talking the Third Person Day?
No.
Talking the Third Person says. That's what David says. Talking the Third Person. And you know who the most dominant talking in the third person is that I can think of in all the world? Have you ever heard of somebody talking like in the third person about themselves? Have you ever heard them do that?
I'm sure I have.
Ricky Williams, the base stealer, the Oakland A's player, would do an interview, and throughout the entire interview, he would go, well, this is how Ricky thinks, and this is what Ricky says. I mean, the entire thing.
Oh, Ricky.
And so,
I did nothing but laugh.
I mean, how funny is that? Because he goes, well, Ricky Williams thinks that stealing bases is the way to go. Okay. I'm just saying, how funny is that? So we're going to do a little bit of a different intro since I've already jumped into some of the holidays. There are so many holidays today, you will not believe it. Do you know any of the other holidays?
I don't.
They're unlimited. I mean, they're just so many. It's I Want You to Be Happy Day.
Oh.
If Pets Had Thumbs Day. Okay. I don't know what to. National Anthem Day. Now, look, the National Anthem is very important for people to respect. And any kind of sports figure or anybody that disrespects it, especially if it's making $50 million a year from it, should just be removed from the system. But they didn't write a great song. So let's not, you know, it's like our national anthem needs a little work, you know, needs a little bit of kind of song finessing. Here's something that most people don't know. In Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from, I had a cousin. His name is Jeff Spoon, and he owned 31 Flavors Baskin-Robbins. Today is 31 Flavors Day.
Okay.
So big shout out to the cousin that I only saw once in order to get a free ice cream.
Of course.
Of course. And then the last thing, it's two last things, National Cold Cuts Day, and then this is my fave, though. And then I'll tell you why. You can tell me why it's bad. It's Canadian Bacon Day. Now, Canadian bacon, that's what I have on, like, when you have the Eggs Benedict.
Right.
Yes, I love.
Or Canadian bacon pizza with pineapple on it.
Oh, yeah. Good call. I like that, too. I have a friend, a real true Italian friend. Every time I say something about pineapple on pizza, he just goes, blasphemy. It's like, blasphemy. I'm like, okay, Rob, settle down. Here we go. On this day in 1791, the United States Mint was created by the United States Congress. Also on this day, this is big for me, 1875 on this day, the first organized indoor game of hockey was played. I'm impressed with that. And then 1923, Time magazine published itself for the first time in 1923, and the next week they've just been terrible ever since. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? You know, person of the year, and then they'll pick something like a widget. It's like, okay. And then finally, on this day in 1938, oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia, which does not help us.
I thought Jed Clampett discovered it.
He did. Well, his theme song was a lot better.
Yeah.
Let me say that. We're going to give a quick shout out. No song that goes with this, but to Michael from First Appraisal Choice, who's kicking around being one of our ministry partners. We hope that you folks will get a chance to check him out, and we'll hope he gets a chance to kind of jump on board. But they do appraisals. I mean, that's First Appraisal Choice is telling you right off the bat, these guys, they're doing appraisals. Got it? All right. So we would encourage you to go on the net, check out First Appraisal Choice, say hello to Michael, let him know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Nothing wrong with that, we thinks. We thinks that would just be fine. Let's always, we wait until the second segment, and then we do trivia, and I'm not doing that today. I'm starting off with a trivia question, giving people a chance to get into it right away. What is the ninth commandment given out of the Ten Commandments? The ninth. Somebody better be looking up Exodus. The ninth commandment. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Quick update on my daughter and on my grandson and on my stepson. Or my son-in-law. Yeah. I can never remember. I'm so bad. You know, I'm going to do a PhD. I've read one book. I've been in the last 3 days, like 200 pages. And I'm sitting there thinking, I can't remember what's on page one, let alone page 100. I just look at the book and go, say something. do something.
Maybe you should have gotten the book on tape.
I look at it and I go, have value for your 1995. And it doesn't seem to do that. Anyway, so a quick update. Saw my grandkids through Duo yesterday. And my grandson, they're going to probably have to do an operation. Okay, So he's still in the hospital. He's going to get another operation. But this one's to do a little bit of electronic pulsing in the system. They want to see if they can attack it that way. They could use continued prayer. It's been the longest trial of our lives. This is the last 90-plus days. I'd say the first week we thought it would just be short. So the last 90 days has been like the toughest time in our lives. And, you know, you go through, I think as a human being, you go through and you sit there and you think, well, first of all, I wish there was something I can do, but there's nothing that I can do. I mean, I'm especially in Texas and they're in Tennessee.
Right.
So that's the big disadvantage. Talking to my daughter, she said something that was really encouraging. She said they were from Florida and took a youth pastor position in Tennessee. Had they been in Florida, watch this, and this would have happened to them, they would be at the hospital they're at now dealing with the doctor they're at now from Florida. They would have gone to Tennessee to get this help. So they were already in Tennessee. So I thought, well, that's kind of cool that the Lord kind of moved you ahead of time, kind of gave you a break out of that. It's very disheartening. It's very challenging. And yet at the same time, it certainly helps you understand that you either have faith or you don't. It really does. It gets through that. And it's not as though it's hard to have faith when everything's going great. When everything's going great, how could you know? Of course the Lord is real. Of course everything's good. Yes, the blessings of the Lord. When things are tough, that's when your faith really demonstrates itself. So if you're going through something that's tougher than I'm going through, and a lot of you are, and it's physical or it's financial, it's spiritual in nature, maybe it has to do with relationships that are close in the family, let me at least say this. Do not give up hope. If it's your daughter, if it's your son, if it's people you know, if it's you, don't give up hope. It's easy to just think this is never going to work. It's always going to be like this. It's never going to change. It's easy to think that because that's a giving up in whatever case may be. And you're just like, I can't do anything. It's difficult to say, I'm going to ride this out with confidence or with hope that God is going to bring glory out of this situation. You know, hope, interesting acronym for hope, heaven operating, producing excellent things. I mean, it's like there's a couple of different ones I've heard. They're all really good. Here's the bottom line about hope. Hope is a better tomorrow. Okay, faith is active and believing God is engaged today. Hope is about tomorrow. It's about what happens beyond it. And if you're going through a really tough time, and I know some of you are, because I get the emails, just in case you're not aware. And none of those emails get promoted to any other people other than they're prayed over. We pray for people. If you're going through that hard time and you're at that point where you're just, I just don't know how much more I can do, here's my answer. You can keep going. You can still believe and stand firm in faith. You can be strong in your faith and your confidence that God knows what's going on. He's not far from you. It's not as though the Lord enjoys that we brought sin onto the planet and destroyed people's lives. But he is there for you, and he will not abandon you. And he knows what you're going through. So before you just, I can't do it anymore, my most direct personal appeal to you as a brother in the Lord, as a fellow Christian, as a fellow believer, is don't quit believing. Don't give up. As difficult as the moment is, and there's some of you out there, you're so discouraged, you're even despairing of life. And I understand that. Paul even wrote about that. And for some of you, though, you're thinking, I just can't, I can't, I can't. And the answer is wrong. Through Christ, you can. So don't just, you know, I quit. Don't quit. You don't know what tomorrow will bring, but you can be very close to him who brings tomorrow. And what you want more than anything else is the Lord with you. So he makes this big commitment when Jesus, you know, as best as we can say it from a theological point of view, that God the Son takes on our form, reduces or humiliates himself just to show us the level of commitment that he has for us and becomes one of us. I mean, what a lowering from God to a man, and endures absolute abuse, but does all of it just so he can be with us. That's a commitment of love. That's a commitment and dedication. And as hard as it is, and I know for some of you it's really hard, and my heart breaks for you, breaks for me, breaks for you. As hard as that is, God will not abandon you. He will not quit on you. He will not walk away from you. He didn't go to Pluto to live. He's there, right by you. And if you need to break down and weep before him, he's weeping with you. Just like he was hurting for Mary and Martha. Not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up. But the people around and the pain they felt. So I encourage you not to quit. Don't give up. I know it's hard. I know sometimes it's terrible. But it ain't over. God's not done. And like we talked about yesterday, it only takes a moment to bring a miracle. Okay? All right. Take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-484-6637. 503-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, for you and I, God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.
And if you can't shout sight,
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, you're welcome to call 972-445-0770. We do have a trivia question on the board. It is, what is the ninth commandment? There were 10 commandments given. If you take a look at Exodus, you'll find out where that is. Let's say it's higher than one, chapter one. Okay, it's closer to the ninth, chapter 19 area. Tell me which is the ninth commandment, and then you will win the acknowledgement that you got the trivia question right. I'm not giving anything away. I can't pay rent yet. So you're not getting any toys or any bonuses or anything. 972-445-0770. If you know what the ninth commandment is, give us a holler and let everybody else know. That would be a cool thing. We also want to encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. If you do that, you can check out some of the videos, check out some of the audios. They're meant to be encouraging. The purpose of the ministry is to encourage and to love the body of Christ and to educate, entertain, and to encourage people that are Christians, people that are Christians who are hurting, and people that are not yet Christians. Because we want to reach them. We want to touch them. We want their lives to be touched with the biblical truths that are found between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. And just so that you know this as you're listening, I'm not one of those radio people that think, oh, everything we do is perfect. Our shows are perfect. Everything we do is fantastic. Far from it. In fact, I think we do a lot of really bad things, a lot of dumb things. Almost anybody who's been on the show or talks on the show can testify to that. But we love Jesus, and we're trying to communicate to people that there is an answer and there is a hope. And while we go through and we talk about some of our ministry partners, and we like to, because, you know, I'm not going to do the ministry partner sponsorships today, but people like Clint, they're a blessing for us. And Mr. Restore, that's a blessing. And people like Kimberly McQuinn, that she's a blessing for us. And she's got real estate that she does that helps us. And Johnny with Men of God Moving, that's a blessing for us. And that helps us so that we can promote the ministry. I just want to make sure everybody understands the true nature of things that are going on. We're not just broke. We don't have any more credit. But we're going to keep forging on the best we can day after day. Why? Because we think this is what the Lord wants, and we're going to do our best to get there. And sometimes getting to where the Lord wants you to get to, it's not always easy. I mean, I appreciate people that have a more positive spin on the gospel, but it has not been my experience nor the experience of any of the tens of thousands of Christians that I engage with, because there is a truth that God, once you have made this decision for Jesus Christ, makes you look a little like Jesus. And there might be a trial or two, a test or two that's involved with that. And then this last segment, I'm going to tell you right now, it's happening again. The last segment, I just got that, you know, sense. I really wanted to share with those people that are giving up. And in this segment, I'm not even using what I've prepared for the show. I'm just telling you right now that the Spirit of God is just really urging me, as best as I understand, to let you know that, look, the struggle that you go through is hard, but it's not permanent. The difficulty that you're going through, it's real, but it's not permanent. Permanent is when the trumpet blows and we're on the other side of things. Permanent is when you're dancing on streets of gold, because your future home will have gold for streets. Okay, even the steps that we walk on, it's going to be such a blessed place that even the steps that we take will be on gold. And the difficulty that we go through, as Scripture teaches, that our trials, our weights, our difficulties are not worthy to be compared to that which God is preparing. And I understand. It's like, yeah, Dave, but I'm going through the trial right now. I understand that. And I understand it's not easy. But when Jesus was going through what he went through, how he got through is what I'm trying to communicate. And he did it by having a fixed vision on the joy that was set before him. In Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that he endured the cross, despising the shame, knowing what was coming. And what was coming far outweighed what he was enduring. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying to you from my heart as a brother in the Lord that what you're going through is hard, but what is coming is great, better, so much better that it will eliminate the pain of what you're going through. And you think, oh, that's absurd, Dave. Now you're just talking. I'm pretty sure it was Jesus that made mention, that talked about at the moment that a child is born and the mother looks at the child, the concentration is not what it took for 9 months to get there. The concentration is on the new life. It's the newness and the hope and the love that that child produces that helps a parent move it into a different direction, move their mindset. Literally, their mindset into a different direction. And with the world around and everybody screaming and yelling for the, you know, running to the hills and that kind of attitude, it's like, and people living in deep fear, as a Christian, you are not supposed to do that. You and I are not called to that. Listen to what Hebrews 12:1-3 say. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. That Greek word marked out also is the same word for mapping. Verse 2, let us fix our eyes in Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. These passages are written by the author of Hebrew, and the Hebrew believers at this time to who he wrote, these people were being oppressed and beaten and killed in the name of Christ. And that's why he's worried and concerned, so to speak, that they're going to be like, hey, quit. And so he wants to give them something to hang on to be strong in, to be firm in. And so he tells them, this is the hope. This is what you've got to do in order not to grow weary and not to lose heart. And then he goes on in verse 4 through 7, and talks about the fact that hardship is discipline. And that discipline that we're going through, that hardship, it's from the love of the Lord. And you think, well, how does this prove God loves us? And I'm going to answer you in a way you've never heard before, because he bothers to take the time to carve out things in your life so that he will help you become more like Jesus, and he will get you through those trials, and he will identify to you that he's with you in those trials so that you can begin to understand the fellowship with God, because that's what eternity is all about, fellowshipping with God. And you're going to go into this eternity. Everybody's got, well, it's going to be this. It's going to be this eschatologically. It's going to be this. It's like, who cares about that stuff? We are going to, in a billion years, you are going to be spending time with God, and he is teaching you how to depend and lean into God now, so that when you get to eternity, there's no mystery. You know who you're hanging out with. You think, well, I wish the trial was different. Me too. I wish everybody I knew had no trials and there would be never be any problems. But that's not how we took the planet, is it? We took the planet through sin. We took the planet that God gave us and said, well, we'll side with Satan on this one. We'll see you around. And in God's mercy, he still had a redeeming plan for us through Jesus Christ. But you might be that one of those people that are just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to hang on to it. Fix your eyes on Jesus. I'm telling you, there's somebody out there, I can just tell, there's somebody out there that's barely hanging on. Don't exit. Don't quit. Because if you will get a fixed vision on Jesus, you will get through this trial. You do not have to grow weary and lose all strength and faint and quit. You don't have to do that. God will walk with you. You might not like all the path that is mapped out for you, but he will walk with you and help you. The big problem in the garden is that Adam and Eve tried to walk away from God instead of towards God. And it isn't ironic that in the assembly of the people of Israel, the one time that the high priest gets to go into the very presence of God is on the day of Yom Kippur, the one day that they're actually dealing with the sin of the nation, that's the one time the high priest is permitted to go into the presence of God. Because when we're struggling, we need to go in and not hide. We need to find our way into him and not run away. Hebrews also says in the book of Hebrews, it says that we might come to the throne of God to receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Some of you need that right now. I'm going to pray for you right now to come to the throne of God and receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. This I could teach all day about all these different things, but I'm telling you, there are some people out there that just you're having a hard time. I encourage you to fix your vision on Jesus Christ. Make a fresh start. Ask him to help you and bless you and lift you up, because you do not have to lose. You do not have to quit at life, and you don't have to do this alone. You can do this with God. He will shed his grace and his mercy upon you and clothe you with his love. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Boy, this show is going different than I thought it was going to go. I had two completely other teachings prepared, and it doesn't look like we're going to get to those that I can tell. You are welcome to call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. We do have a question on the board. What is the ninth commandment out of the Ten Commandments that was given to Mo? You know, we haven't used the word Mo in quite some time. I just want to get the ninth commandment. So there were 10 commandments. As Winter Julie played that one clip from Mel Brooks, there were 10 commandments. Anyway, we're looking for number 9. See if you can let us know what that is. 972-445-0770. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org, right in the middle of the site. We have an opportunity for you to give donations. We are looking to advance the kingdom of God, and we need your help to do it. And that's all there is to it. 100% tax deductible, and forward we go. I want to share this particular text coming out of Samuel. It's pretty simple text, but in lieu of how the first and second segment went, I think it's a little bit better on target if we go this direction. It says this: only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Scripture has a couple of different frameworks for the word fear. There is in Scripture the fear of trembling. There is the fear of awe. There is the fear of respect. There is the fear of honor and reverence. And there is also what we would call a trembling style fear. In 1 Samuel 12:24, when it says only fear the Lord, this is the awe, honor, and reverence fear. And one of the things that we can do is we can put God in a box. We can put him in our little theological box. That's what happens to a lot of people. They say this is the box where God can operate. He can do no more, no less. He's in this box, and he must do whatever is in this box. If you don't think people do that, it should be a bit more revealing when it talks about Jesus not being able to do many mighty works in his own hometown because of people's unbelief. There is a box by which we put the Lord in, and that box is oftentimes a box of unbelief. That's not actually a good idea, because that's not really fearing the Lord. That's not giving God the honor, the awe, the reverence, or the respect that he is due. In fact, God spoke the universe into existence. There was no matter. And then after God spoke, there was matter. So he created matter by his mouth. That's a very powerful element. For those that are into the evolution process, the primary existent of evolution thinking comes down to this. There was nothing, and then there was something. But never do they really discuss what's the causality of the something. It's just nothing, something. I was like, well, then the universe exploded. Well, how'd that get there? And you just keep going back and going back and going back. The argument falls apart every time, because there has to be a starting point. There has to be an origin to it. And then they go, well, that was the Big Bang. Okay, well, before the Big Bang came, how did all the planets get there? How did all the things get there?
Well, they were just there.
But it's not much of an answer. In our case, we go, God created it. And it's just like, what? So we actually have an answer for the universe. They don't. They have a theory. We have an answer. I go with the answer. Here's the bottom line. We're supposed to have this respect for God. Why? Because God can do anything. Well, can he change my situation? Yes. But if your faith is such that you've got God in a box where he won't change your situation because you don't think the character of God is like that he would, or you don't think that God has the capability, well, according to your faith, so be it. I mean, that is what Jesus said. And so, well, you know, I don't believe God will really do that. Okay, there you go. Walk by that faith. And so in Samuel, it says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth. Well, how do you serve God in truth? Two ways. One, we serve him in truth by being genuine, by being real, not by faking the service. Okay? There are plenty of people that go to church that sit under blessed assurance, that have no knowledge of God whatsoever. There's a difference between knowing God and knowing of God. There's a difference between engaging with God and going to church for a show. And if you don't think people go for a show, you're just fooling yourself. So there has to be a sincerity to our faith, a realness there. I mean, even Jesus talking about the word being spread talks about, you know, if two of four might be saved, certainly two of four were not saved, maybe three of four, but probably two saved, two not saved out of four people that received the word. I don't know where the word's getting spread, but I know for sure in where it is, it's being spread in the church. I know that for sure. But that's just an example, and he's just using that as a picture story. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we're supposed to serve God in sincerity, in truth. And also we're supposed to serve him based on what that truth is, and that truth is revealed in his word. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. All scripture is God-breathed. God is not incapable of writing a book. I know the intellect, as I've been going through this in this book that I'm reading for the PhD, the intellectuals in the 1800s decided that theology should be put to the side as a specialized profession and should be away from the pastor. Do you know that 1700 years prior, the theologians were all the pastors? Did you know that? There were no professional theologians. And so that the understanding is that that truth is key. And what does the pastor do? He shares that theology with you from the pulpit. He's not a social director. He's not a manager. He's a communicator of truth. And we're supposed to serve God in that truth. Consider the pulpit in Nehemiah and Ezra and how the truth was spoken. And how the people heard it and it cut them to heart and they cried and repented. Fear God and serve him in truth with all your heart. There's the one that we, this is the one. Ding, ding, ding. All your heart. I love the Lord. I wish I did so much better. I'm sure I give him most of my heart. He just doesn't want most of my heart. He wants all of it. Well, I know, but there's a few things in my life that I really like to keep. God wants all of it. Okay, well, I've given him this and I've given him this, but I'm not giving this. He wants all of it, not some of it, not most of it, not 96% of it, all of our hearts. And you think, well, can anybody ever really give all of their heart? Well, God says you can, and I think his evaluation is better than mine. And if you're a person that's giving a percentage of your heart to the Lord, not all of it, then be honest and say, Lord, I need to give you more of my heart. And I don't even know how to do that. Help me. You know, I talk to people, they read the word, and I read the word, it's all these things I'm not doing. Well, then ask God to help you do them. You're not going to do all this stuff on your own. This is in a partnership with God. Do it in partnership with God. And in the last portion of this scripture, it says, for consider what great things he has done for you. Consider means to keep it in your brain, to put a little ball in between your left and right ear and let it bounce around in there. Never forget what God has done. How many times has God answered your prayers? How many times has God delivered you from a situation? How many times has God given you grace and mercy and kindness? How many times have you been in a situation where there was nothing but a miracle that could get you out, and then you got out? There was no solution, no human-like solution that could resolve it, and then all of a sudden the entire circumstance changed, and because God can change anything. That's why we're supposed to fear him and serve him in sincerity and according to his word and with all of our heart. And so it says, consider what great things God has done for you. God has done some awesome things for you and I, more than we, any of us, deserve. Just starting at the cross is more than any of us deserve, period. Just being a person that knows that Jesus died on that cross for our sins, that he was buried, and that 3 days later he rose again, and that he was the sacrifice on that cross, just knowing the cross tells you that God has done great things for you and I that we could never deserve and never earn. And then be honest and take it to the next step and mention how many other things God has done for you. How many other prayers has he answered? How many other times has he delivered you from death? How many other times has he given grace to you when you should have had none? How much favor has he given you in a situation that you know you were entitled to nothing? And in fact, you were entitled to the opposite. And yet God not only had mercy, but poured out his generosity into your life. He poured out his peace into your life. He poured out his blessings into your life. He poured out his angels to protect you and keep you away from demonic struggle all throughout your life. It's like God has done so much. And here in 1 Samuel 12:24, it just says, fear him, serve him, give your whole heart to him, and consider how great he has been to you. God's been really good. Really, really, really good to us. It's like Garris Mort. Remember Garris Mort from Saturday Night Live? Baseball been very good to me. Guess what? God has been very good to you. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that, too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You are welcome to reach out and call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. We still do not have a trivia answer for what is the ninth commandment. There were 10 commandments given. What was the ninth commandment? That's the question. Out of the 10, what was the ninth? 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. We encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Get the videos. You also have the opportunities to see some. There's some audios there. You get to listen to those. Don't see those. Plus, you also have the opportunity to kind of just hear my testimony, just different things on the website. Email David at hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Arnold.
Hi, Arnold. How are you?
Not very good. I just lied to you. My name's really not Arnold. But number nine is you shouldn't lie.
You should not bear false witness. That's exactly right, my friend. Did you have to look it up, or did you know that off the top of your head?
I knew that right at the end of my nose. The reason I said that is because I'm trying to memorize all this stuff right now, and I remembered number nine is don't lie.
Yeah, you know, it's such a powerful statement, and you get into Revelation, it's like, you know, it talks about people that are not going to make it, and in one passage where it identifies seven different characteristics, two of them are lying. It's like, wow, that's a real serious charge.
I think that's the favorite sins of our politicians.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. And you know what's amazing about the lying part of it is who's the father of lies? And then it's like, well, Satan's the father of lies according to John chapter 8. And it's like, yeah, so everybody who's lying is a child of his. It's like, wow, that is some mean stuff right there. Good answer, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us the answer. We appreciate it.
Next time I call back, I won't lie to you.
Okay, I appreciate that, too. Don't let your nose grow too big, though, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, good job on his part. Excellent work. And what's really funny about that is as soon as he said that, I thought about that commercial, that Geico commercial with Pinocchio. I see a lot of potential out here. Okay, it's funny, no matter what you say. The other ones aren't as funny, but that one where he does the motivational speaking, that's pretty funny. Okay. All right, folks, let me get into this last text. So today's show went completely in a different direction. So what? I assure you that as you anticipate every duck being perfectly lined up in your life, that shall not be the case. In fact, I've often counseled people and had that opportunity to say, do you have your ducks all lined up? They go, yeah. I go, well, watch out, because here comes God's shotgun. Blowing up the ducks left and right, because it doesn't always work the way that you tell God it's going to work. Listen to this passage, though. This is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, 13, 14. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining to what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Many people know this text. They'll just use part of it saying, you know, this one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, you know, pushing on to what's ahead. That's really, I mean, it's great that we would use that. I think there's that pretext, or in the context of it, we would say verse 12 really sets up the whole premise as it has built off of basically verses 4 through 11. And he says this, not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I press on to grasp what it is that God grasped me for. I press on, I push forward, I keep going to seize that. And by the way, seize is one of the Greek words. Seize that for which God seized me. God didn't call you by accident. God didn't pull out some dice and throw the dice. Let's see. David Spoon. All right, pull that guy up. We'll have him. That's kind of not how that goes, okay? God has a purpose, a plan. One thing that I really wish, well, we'd spend more time in, and it doesn't matter whether you believe in free will or predestination or the combo thereof, which is really the majority of what people think, or that from God's point of view, it's predestination, but from man's point of view, it's free will. Doesn't matter. I mean, I understand that. It's not an issue of fellowship. What is important is that you grab onto and process and live for that for which God grabbed onto you. Why did God grab you? That purpose should be your pushing on attitude. He didn't just choose you so that he could have a trophy. If God wanted trophies, he'd have opened up a trophy store. Not that that's bad for people that own trophy stores. What I'm trying to say is that God didn't just, I got nothing to do, I'll pick lotto number. That you didn't get picked that way. And so one of the ways that you understand and how you let go of what has been and you push forward to what is by pressing on in your heart, in your mind, pressing on to seize why you were seized. There was a reason that God chose you. There was a purpose. There was a plan. And that plan might evolve. It might be different in your 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. Awesome. But it doesn't ever give you permission to stop trying to grab hold of what that is. And there's some of you that you've done some things for the Lord, and it's great. Thank you. But I want more. When I say that, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying the Lord wants more from us. God didn't say, well, put in your 10 years and then you're done. A Christian walk is an existent, eternal walk with a living God for all eternity. It's not just a breeze. You don't just put in your time and then retire. What you do is you keep pressing on to take hold of that for which God took hold of you. And if you've fulfilled a lot of cool things, that's awesome, and I congratulate you. But there's more to do. Even Moses didn't start his good ministry till the last third of his life. And if you're a person that's never really figured that out, then ask God, seek God, pursue God. Make it your mission, your passion to discover what it is that he chose you for so that you can do what he's designed you to do and bring glory to you, to his name in the process, and for you to find incredible fulfillment because that's why he created you. Take hold of that for which God took hold of you. Make that your passion. Let everything else go and move forward, forgetting those things which are behind, pressing forward to the things which are before, and take on that which God took you on for. Do the thing God made you for. That's the only real way to find the fulfillment God created you in. It's in him. So the answer is going to be with him. Got it? Okie dokie, you've been listening to a very unique David Spoon experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back tomorrow. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Maybe false, but
it feels the same. The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.